The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Paper Mate Pens bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. I'd like to take just a moment to ask you a personal question. What does your future look like? Do you dream of retiring to a nice, cozy place in the suburbs later in life? Or do you want 5 acres in the country life? One thing for sure, in either case, whatever your plans, you're going to need money to buy those dreams. So why not start saving for your future now by investing in United States Savings Bonds? Save a little at a time. Save it regularly on the payroll savings plan. It's a wonderfully simple way to save. Mighty painless, too. Just ask your employer to set aside a couple of dollars from each one of your paychecks, any amount you wish each payday. That way, you won't even miss it. And when there's money enough for a savings bond, your employer buys it for you automatically. And when those bonds mature, you'll have your nest egg. Because savings bonds pay you back $4 for every $3 you put in. Extra dollars for your retirement. Make your future more secure by investing in United States savings bonds on the payroll savings plan.
McGee, what are you doing?
Huh?
You've been fidgeting around the living room ever since breakfast and peering out the front window every 2 minutes. You expecting company?
I am indeed, Mrs. McGee. I'm expecting a very distinguished and respected representative of the federal government to arrive here at any moment with a very important communique.
Really? Who?
The mailman.
Oh.
Today is the day I hope all them insulting phone calls I've been making to the city hall this week about when are them leeches going to get their noses out of the pork barrel long enough to mail me my tax refund that I overpaid our property tax a month ago pays off, I hope.
Would you mind running that backwards? Maybe I can follow you better that way.
I says the check's due today, the refund check from the city tax collector. $42.60, their notice said. And boy, we can use that dough this week.
I should say so. Do you see the mailman yet?
Nope. Boy, it sure is windy out there today. You been outside?
No, but Mabel Toop said she tried to hang out her laundry this morning and had to quit.
Yeah?
Yeah, said the wind blew the stripes off of Mort's Sunday shirt.
Ah, you can't believe Mabel Toop's. She exaggerates.
I know when Mr. Wimple left here to go downtown this morning, the wind lifted him right off of the front steps.
Well, it must have set him down again on account of because here he comes trudging up the sidewalk right now. It's all he can do. My gosh, there goes his hat.
Oh, dear.
Looks like a brand new hat, too. Look at him run.
It is a new hat. Run out and help him, dearie. Quick, go help him catch it.
Not me. But see, the only thing you catch in a cold wind like this is pneumonia. He'll get his hat.
Oh, poor Mr. Wimple looks so confused.
That's the look he was born with. He can't be very bright anyhow if he goes out on a day like this with a brand new hat on. Why, gee,
but McGee, oh, look, it's blowing this way. Quick, it's in our hedge. All you have to do is duck outside and grab it for him.
Well, if you want to get my overcoat out for me, my mittens and my galoshes, I'll go out and help him. Although anybody that wears a new hat out in this kind of weather...
Never mind. It's too late anyhow. There it goes again, out in the middle of the street. Oh, dear. That's all.
What's the matter?
Truck just ran smack over it.
Oh, that's a tough break for poor old Wimp. If it hadn't been so windy, I'd have gone out there and helped him. But that's life, Tootsie.
Here he comes now.
Hello, Stokes. Did you...
Yeah, we saw the whole thing from the window.
Tut.
Just look at that hat. 2 minutes ago, it was brand new. Now it looks like an old felt to Molly.
Well, there's no use grieving about it, Wimp. That's life, boy.
But a brand new hat, Mr. McGee. Ruined. Oh, I feel awful.
It's a shame.
Aw, cheer up. It can be reblocked. That tore part there is in the top. When you crease it properly, nobody will even notice it.
Do you really think so?
Why, sure. Oh, it may leak a little, but what the heck? You got to take these things with a smile, boy. Laugh it off. Ha, ha, ha. That's life.
Well, I think it's just wonderful of you to feel that way, Mr. McGee. You're, well, you're real.
Hmm?
You be sure and let me know how much it costs to reblock it. As long as Mr. McGee loaned me your hat, the least I can do is pay for the damage.
Huh?
You're a true friend.
Why?
I'm going up to my room and lie down if you don't mind. Ooh. I'm too.
Oh, fine. Look at that. My gosh, Molly, why didn't you tell me you loaned him my brand new hat?
Well, you didn't seem very interested in what happened to it, dearie. I started to, but like you say, that's life.
Look at it, mud all over it. Crumpled up like an empty popcorn sack. And look at that hole in the crown. Why, you can put your fist through it.
Well, you have to take these things with a smile, dearie. Laugh it off, you know.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, well.
Look, Mother will give you a new one for Christmas. As soon as that check comes from the city, I'll take $10 and...
Hey,
I'll...
the mailman. There he goes down the street. He's already been here. I'll run out and see if that check can.
Wait, now, don't you want your coat?
Don't need it. The thought of that $42 check warms me up like a substitute quarterback with a tie score.
Don't catch cold now. That wind is sharp.
Don't you worry. I'm okay. The mail's here, all right. Postcard from Uncle Dennis. Christmas card from the finance company. Catalog. Ah, here it is. City tax collector. Refund department. Aha!
Well, don't stand out there in the wind. Bring it in.
Okay, I'm... Whoops!
What's the matter?
It just blew out of my hand. The letter with the check in it. It blew away. Oh!
There it goes, dearie, down the street.
I'll get it, Molly. I'll get it.
Come back. You catch your death of cold. Heavenly days. Where's this coat?
Week from today, you know. 5 more shopping days till Christmas.
Right.
And shopping is going to get rougher and rougher from here on in, baby.
But you can make your shopping a whole lot easier, folks, if you give Papermate pens for Christmas. Because you can buy Papermate pens everywhere without fussing around over sizes or styles or whether it's something they need or not.
That's right, because everyone can use a Papermate pen. The Papermate comes in 7 different color stylings, and it makes a very handsome Christmas present.
Makes a welcome, useful Christmas present, too, because it's the gift that everyone wants, the gift that everyone needs.
Papermate is the pen that has the approval of bankers and educators and millions of users, the pen that writes neatly and permanently, the pen that can't leak or smear or transfer.
And the Papermate, in a free gift box, costs only $1.69. So give a gift you know they love. This year, give Papermate pens. McGee, where are you? I've got your coat. McGee?
Over here, kiddo. Across the street.
My goodness, get up off your hands and knees. That sidewalk is wet.
The letter. It fell down that grating. And wrapped a dirty look. There, you see? You see it?
Never mind that now. Here, put this coat on before you catch pneumonia.
Thanks.
Now, let's take a look through that grating.
It's down there on the bottom, see?
Oh, this is a mess. How on earth will you ever get it out of there?
I don't know, but I'll figure out something. That $42 check that I've been yapping at the City Hall about for a month, I'll get it out of there if I have to dynamite.
Well, maybe you can reach it with your hand. Can you reach that far?
Nope. That's the first thing I tried when the check went down there. What a bright idea that was.
What happened?
Look down there again. You see just to the left of the envelope with the check in it? That's my wristwatch.
Oh, no.
Got my arm caught. Gave a little yank and busted the strap on my wristwatch. Oh, gone the luck anyhow. I don't know what to do. Maybe if I had a long stick with some chewing gum on it.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi.
What you doing, kids? Penny fishing?
No, I...
That's my favorite kind of fishing, Johnny. Fishing for pennies. I mind when us kids was just kids, Mama used to take us downtown, give us each a stick with some chewing gum on it, throw a nickel's worth of pennies down the nearest grating, and go shopping. Kept us out of trouble all afternoon.
Well, it isn't a penny we're trying to get, Mr. Oldtimer. A tax check came in the mail, and McGee let it blow out of his hand, and it went down the grating.
Yeah. See it down there, over to the side, next to my wristwatch?
Oh, yeah. Check, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, the same thing happened to Papa one time, Johnny. Dropped his pension check down a grating like this, and I'll show you what he done.
Oh, good.
You think you can get it and get it out of there?
Give me your belt, Johnny. Got a pin, daughter?
My belt?
Yep. Papa took his belt off. That's the way. Got a pin, daughter?
Well, I'm looking. No, I can't spare that one. Yeah, here's a pin.
All Papa done was to take a pin and stick it through the end of his belt like this and bend it like a fish hook.
Hey, that ought to work. Swell.
He just eased the belt down the grating this way. Rake the bent pin across the letter like that, and whoop, got the belt, Johnny.
Oh, dear, down the grating?
My belt. Oh, for the... What'd you have to do that for?
Now that I think of it, kids, that's exactly what happened to Papa.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to stay here and help you hold your pants up, Johnny, but I got to get to work. So long, daughter. Happy fishing, son.
Well, he was a big help.
My gosh, I wish people would leave me alone when I'm in trouble. Doggone it, I can't do anything now till I get my belt out of there. I can't even go home to get another belt till I get my belt.
Look, I'll run home and get a curtain pole. I'll drive a nail in the end of it. You know, like they use in the park to pick up paper.
Hey, that ought to do it. I'd go help you, but...
You stay right where you are. And on your knees, too. I'll hurry, because you're going to catch cold out here.
Oh, thanks, Molly. Oh, there goes a good kid. This ain't the silliest deal I ever saw. Belt's down there, wristwatch down there. Can't even stand up without hanging onto my pants with both hands.
Hey! Who are you talking to, mister? Who's down there? Down the grating.
Oh, hi, Teeny. I didn't hear you.
Who's down the grating, Mr. McGee?
Nobody's down the grating, sis. I got a check in the mail. $42 and something tax refund, and the wind blew it down this grating. You see that envelope down there? See it down there?
Oh, sure. A letter, huh?
I tried to reach it, and I dropped my wristwatch, and my belt fell down there, and... Oh, doggone it.
Oh, well, see, I can get all that out for you, Mr. McGee. Yeah, me and Willie Toops, we get stuff out of this grating all the time. Pennies and tinfoil.
Yeah, you do? You think you'd get my check and my wristwatch?
What's in it for me?
A buck. A big fat buck. $2.
Oh, boy, $2. Gee, I'll have that stuff out of there in jiffy, I betcha.
Well, how are you going to do it? You can get your hand through all right, but your arms aren't long enough to reach clear.
Well, the way Willie Toops and I do it, we just lift the grating out.
Huh?
Like that.
Well, my gosh, it ain't even fastened down.
No.
Oh, I never thought of that.
And then we hop down in here.
Huh?
Like this. There's your wristwatch.
Thanks.
There's your letter.
Thanks.
And your belt.
Boy, oh boy. I got no time to put my belt on now. I better hold the letter in my teeth, I guess, so I can hang on to my pants till I get to the house and show Molly the check. And, oh, here's your $2, Teeny. Thanks a lot.
Oh, boy. Two whole dollars.
Hey, Molly, I got it. I got the check.
Oh, wonderful. How'd you ever do it?
Oh, never mind now. Take it out of my mouth and open it quick. $42.60 they owe me.
We'll take it right to the bank and... Uh-oh.
Where's the check? What's it say? Read it.
Uh-oh. Say, due to the Christmas holidays, tax refund payments will not be mailed out till after January 1st. Merry Christmas.
Mary, you mean... this is disgusting.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. How about that Christmas shopping of yours? Is it all done? Or are you still wondering what Mother would most appreciate on Christmas morning? You know, the woman of the house spends between 3 and 4 hours in the kitchen almost every day of the year she goes about her task of making your house a home. You could make that kitchen a brighter place with a gift of a radio, styled to match your kitchen decorations. There's no need to remind you that Christmas is a week from today, only 5 shopping days left. So, why don't you hurry out tomorrow morning to your radio dealer and look over his stock of radios that would make Mother happier all year long in her kitchen. You don't have to spend a lot of money on a radio either. And there's a variety of extras to help with the kitchen chores. For instance, with a special clock attachment on many radios, you can plug in the coffee pot tonight and have the radio turn it on in the morning. There's a world of entertainment, news, and programs of special interest every day on the NBC Radio Network. Bring this world to your kitchen with a radio on Christmas Day.
Of all your Christmas shopping, don't forget to buy plenty of Christmas seals.
You can help to continue the fight against tuberculosis by buying and using Christmas seals.
Have a nice weekend. See you Monday. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Paper Mate Pens have brought you the Fibber McGee and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again Monday night for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Fill your kitchen with exciting drama every day on the NBC Radio Network.